Hello, welcome to the debate. I'm Kavit Apley. Four Shia Muslims, including two doctors, have been killed in a fresh spate of violence in Pakistan. Isolated incidents? Not when it comes to Shia killings in Pakistan, and in particular, doctors and lawyers. In fact, there's been a marked escalation in mass murders and targeted killings of the Shia minority in Pakistan over the years. In this edition of the debate, we'll discuss why the Shia mass murders have continued and question our guests whether these acts are part of a systematic and organized plot funded by internal and external forces, including the Pakistani government. We'll also discuss whether the Persian Gulf countries of Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and the war in Syria have anything to do with Shias being targeted.
The aftermath of another terrorist attack in Pakistan. The victims of such attacks, as it is the case most of the times, are Shia Muslim Pakistanis. In the latest attacks, including this one, four Shia Pakistanis were killed. They include two doctors and a lawyer. These are scenes from the funeral ceremony for one of the physicians slain in the city of Karachi. Shia Muslims, specifically doctors and lawyers, have consistently fallen victim to terror attacks in Pakistan in recent years.
113 doctors have been killed in the last 3 years. Doctors, engineers, advocates. This Lashkar-e-Jhangvi have target of three categories. They are killing doctors, they are killing engineers, they are killing advocates. And recently, two doctors, they were popular in masses.
Pakistan's Shia leaders have accused the government of failing to protect the Shia population. Shias have held several sit-in protests against the government, refusing to bury their dead relatives in the past.
A couple of weeks before, there was a big rally of a banned outfit. Openly, they were rallying and they threatened media organizations there. And that all was right under the noses of the Nawaz administration's law enforcement agencies. So in other words, they are turning the deaf ear to what is happening right now.
The Pakistani government has also drawn criticism from Human Rights Watch over the issue. The New York-based rights group has said Islamabad should urgently act to protect the Shia Muslim community from violence. The government should hold accountable those responsible for ordering and participating in the deadly attacks on Shias. Human Rights Watch also urges Islamabad to actively investigate allegations of collusion between extremist groups and the military intelligence and paramilitary forces, thus holding accountable those involved in criminal acts against Shias. The terrorist attacks on Shias have been blamed on Takfiri groups such as Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, which has openly announced its hatred for Shia Muslims. The group, which has been ostensibly banned, has operated with widespread impunity across Pakistan, while law enforcement officials have effectively turned a blind eye to the attacks targeting Shia communities. Takfiris, who mostly fall on extremist ideology known as Wahhabism, have gained notoriety in the region over the past decades. They are to blame for large numbers of terror attacks in countries other than Pakistan, like Afghanistan, Iraq, and most recently in Syria. So across Pakistan have been rising. A lingering question is why the government of Pakistan is persistently failing to apprehend the perpetrators or take action against extremist groups masterminding the attacks.
Let's try to find out why Shia Muslims are being targeted in Pakistan. Let me introduce our guest. Shia scholar Asar Abidi joins us from Islamabad. And Daily Dawn correspondent Masood Haidar joins us from New York. Gentlemen, welcome. Let me start with you, Asar Abidi, and break open the subject and in general ask, why is it that Shias are being targeted in Pakistan? Because based on the latest stat that I was able to come up with, 20,000 Shia Muslims have been killed in the last few decades in your country. Why is that?
Well, do you want me to go first?
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, I asked you, do you want me to go first on this discussion?
Asar Abidi, Asar Abidi, if you can go first. It really doesn't matter. If you'd like to go first, Masood Haidar, you go ahead.
Okay, no. From what I understand, I mean, what has been happening in Pakistan ever since, as a matter of fact, since not three or four decades ago, when this this so-called religious strife or the war of ideas between the Shia school of thought and Sunni school of thought became very apparent, the the Saudis, who have a great influence on the the madrasa institutions, have funded all these organizations which have been responsible for killing of Shias. Especially now, it is becoming very pronounced. Lashkar-e-Jhangvi that you are talking about is based in Lahore, Pakistan, which is the stronghold of the Sharif family, which is the ruling the Pakistan at this point in time. So, and the Sharif family knows that their connection with Lashkar-e-Jhangvi are there. So those are the things which is happening. So it's talking about collusion, yes, there is a collusion going on. At least there is a perception that the collusion is going on between the so-called establishment and these organizations which are responsible for the killings of Shia, especially in the last 1 year where the massacres have been taking place. It's a literal genocide that is happening over there in Pakistan.
Okay,
We have been raising this question up. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, let's. It's a good time to just stop here and get a reaction from Asar Abidi from Islamabad. You heard our guest there talk about the fact that this is going on, but I'm having a hard time understanding why our guest there would say that there's a clash of an ideal school of thoughts between Sunni and Shias. Why would that, in particular, as a reason, would it be a reason for Shia Muslims to be targeted in Pakistan?
आवाज क्लियर नहीं है उधर से समझ नहीं आ रही जैसे रेडियो में
Do you have us Asar Abidi Well, it doesn't appear that Asar Abidi has us Well, Masoud Haidar, let's move on here
Yeah
I'm looking
yeah.
at
Yeah
Okay, do you have us Asar Abidi?
Yes
Great Asar Abidi, I don't know if you heard our guest there in New York. Do you have a reaction to him? Okay, obviously he doesn't have
Yes, what I am able to understand from your question, are you hearing me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, as I... understood from the question, as there is this distortion, I'm not fully able to understand the question, but as far as it is being mentioned about Shia killings in Pakistan, it is obvious that for the last 20 years or so, one estimates that there are about 15 to 20,000, about 50,000 Muslims in Pakistan, and about 10 to 15,000 Shia has been killed in Pakistan, and these killings are of what should I say, all kinds, suicidal attacks, target killings, roadblocks of the areas which are inhabited by Shias. And the convoy has been attacked, number of convoys have been attacked of Shias which were going to Iran for sacred sightseeing. So for the last 10 to 15 years, there is so much insecurity among Shia community, particularly in minorities, it's general, but particularly about Shia sect. Shia sect is feeling insecure, and as I am mentioning that all kinds of threats, all kinds of killings, and all kind of terrorism is being done against Shias. That is whether target killing of the doctors, engineers, target killing of the professionals, then the target killings in the religious processions, and then those areas where Shia are dominant regarding their influence or regarding their numbers. So the road has been blocked. Many incidents have been happened that roads are blocked and the buses have been stopped, and Shia people have been recognized and brutally killed there. And similarly, in Quetta, where 600,000 Hazara people live, all kind of terrorism is being done. So there is a tremendous amount of insecurity and distress amount in Shia population. Now the question is that what are the law enforcing agencies are doing, And what are the government institutions and agencies that are responsible for the law and order, one, and just to discover, just to find out these outlaws or outfits, organization, which are again and again attacking Shia property and Shia people. Not a single person, not a single person, believe you me, have been hanged or have been punished for these crimes of 10 to 15,000 killings of Shia people. So that's why I think, well, and well, I think I should mention particularly that.
Let me jump in here. That's pretty amazing. You have up to 20,000 Shia Muslims being killed in your country, Pakistan, and you're saying that not one single prosecution has taken place for any party to be prosecuted for any of these killings?
Yeah, would you please repeat your question?
You're saying that no one has been prosecuted for the killings of any of these Shia Muslims, that I'm looking at figures at up to 20,000 over the past decades?
If I understood your question, since I'm not hearing it correctly, that you are asking that there is no, what I understood, that no prosecution or no proper investigation is being done, or the culprits are not being captured and put behind the bars, and proper cases not have been pursued in the court of law. So if this is question, so I am positive about it, about your question, that this is not being done. Judges are being threatened, law enforcing agency persons are being threatened and even have been killed. Targeted killing of law enforcing agency person and judges have been done. So whatsoever, no, what I should say, that a will behind it is there, just to prosecute those persons. And neither any significant effort is being done. So this is what I'm saying, that is being developing a distressing situation among Shia population. Pakistan is our country, and I should or must say that Shia people were the among the leaders who have created Pakistan. Even the one who gave the idea of Pakistan and the one who created Pakistan was among Shia community. So in this country,